Maxine Waters, Trump has not stopped attempting to undermine American democracy. By Pam Kea on January 7, 2022. Representative Maxine Waters, DCA, said Thursday on KTTV LA's News at 6 that former President Donald Trump was still attempting to undermine America's election system. Waters said, "I'm absolutely still, very, very much stunned that it happened. As I watched, as the world watched as our Capitol was invaded as an insurrection took place. It was hard for me to believe this was happening in our country, in America. It was a mob. They were destructive. They broke out windows, and they tore down our doors. They entered our offices. They took over the House floor, the Senate floor. I believe that if I had been caught walking from the gallery to my office after it had started, if I had encountered them, I sincerely believe they would have killed me. I sincerely believe that if they had gotten to Nancy Pelosi, they would have killed her. That's how dangerous and frightening this insurrection was." She continued, "The President of the United States did a good thing today when you absolutely called out, the lies that were being told by the former President of the United States of America. This was a tragic thing that happened. And, of course, we don't want it to happen again. We know that President Trump is working with those who identify with him, support him, who happen to be Secretary of States, or in local elected bodies are working with him to suppress the vote and to undermine the elections." Waters added, "This president has not stopped, and we cannot be comfortable that we managed to not allow him to pull this coup d'etat that was attempted, where they thought they could disrupt the election and he would stay in power. We cannot be comfortable that we got back into counting those electoral votes. This could happen again, and in so many different ways. The election could truly be undermined, and our democracy could truly be undermined by what is being organized right now all over this country in particular legislative bodies and with secretaries of states and even members of city councils." Follow Pam Kea on Twitter at PamKeanan.